It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Before we hear tonight's story, Fibber and Molly would like you to listen to this.
Folks, I'd venture to say that most of you know what real trouble, sickness, and accidents can bring a family, especially if it's Dad who gets ill or injured. Not only are medical expenses budget-breaking, but if Dad's salary check is cut off when he's unable to work, things can be rough and tough for the whole family.
We're talking, of course, about the Prudential Insurance Company's new income protection and hospital and surgical expense plans.
These new plans of Prudential's are outstanding in the field of sickness and accident insurance. They've got certain protective features few other plans have. So, friends, to get the facts on how you can meet the high cost of sickness and accidents for your family, we've got a folder we want you to have.
It'll give you an idea how the Prudential can tailor sickness and accident plans to fit your family needs. Just write your name and address on a card with the word sickness and accident.
And send it to Fibber, McGee, and Molly, Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey.
That's Box 1212, Newark, New Jersey. Do it today, huh?
It's important for you and for your family.
Mr. and Mrs. McGee are about to embark this morning on a strange and exciting adventure, an experience that promises to be fraught with peril. Mrs. McGee is gathering supplies together for the safari now, as her husband says.
Boy, I'm nervous about this thing already, Molly. Taking care of Teenie and her baby brother for 3 days with her folks out of town, I don't know.
Oh, we'll get along fine.
I don't know.
Her mother will tell us everything to do, the household routine and all, before they leave. Come on, I'm ready to go.
Good. You got everything?
Yeah. My knitting, a good book, a few magazines.
Oh, you optimist. You actually think we're going to have time to sit down and read or knit with a kid like Teenie and that baby brother of hers on our hands?
Oh, sure. Children aren't that hard to handle. We'll make out. Everything we need to know is right here in this book.
What book? What is it?
It's called The Child from 2 to 7.
2 to 7? How do you handle them the rest of the day? That's only 5 hours, and with kids, every day's about 96 hours long, so how
no,
you going...
Oh, no. From 2 to 7 years old.
Oh. Well, frankly, I'm not going to turn my back on that Teenie for a minute. I'll keep my eye on her every second. She's as full of tricks as 13 spades are. And you know the old saying, the price of peace is eternal vigilance. And I'm going to be vigilant.
Joe went up the hill to fetch a pail of water.
Teenie? Oh, there you are.
Yes, Mother.
Teenie, you know your daddy and I've waited a long time to take this little vacation trip.
Yes, Mother.
And Mr. and Mrs. McGee were very sweet to say they'd stay and take care of you and Michael when we found out Nana couldn't do it.
Yes, Mother.
Now, you wouldn't want to do anything to spoil it for us, would you?
Oh, no, Mother.
Then why did you drag the stepladder in the front hall and put the bucket of water over the front door?
Okay, I'll take it down.
Immediately. Oh, dear. Look, you put the ladder in the bucket away, and then you can help Mommy finish packing, okay?
Oh, boy, I love packing. I love to put stuff in suitcases and stuff them full of stuff. Can I start now, Mama? Can I, Mama, start now?
Yes, just as soon as you put your toys away and wash your face and hands.
Okay.
And remember what I told you. Daddy and I have waited a long time for this little trip, and if you don't behave yourself when the McGees get here, you...
We're just tickled to death to help you out, Mrs. Taylor.
Sure we are.
Well, we just couldn't have gone without your help. This Nana, whom we always depend on, when she broke the news that she had another assignment, taking care of triplets, no less. Oh, but here, I better finish telling you what to do.
You were telling us about the baby.
Oh, yes. Michael takes a nap every afternoon, and he usually wakes up around 4:30 or 5.
Oh, that'll help, having him asleep. Crying kids make me kind of nervous.
Hush, hush, McGee. And when he wakes up?
Then we feed him.
Again? We just fed him before he took that nap you're talking about.
He eats often. We feed him hard-boiled egg or some cottage cheese, or if he's hungry enough, both. And, of course, the usual glass of milk. He drinks it by himself.
No kidding. At his age?
Well, of course, McGee. He's 2 years old. He's so cute, Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, he's a little devil, but we like him. Actually, Michael isn't much trouble. The one you have to watch is... Yes, sweetheart.
I put all those important empty envelopes in your valise, like you told me, one at a time, 100 of them. Anything else important I can help you pack?
Well...
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, you're sure lucky to have such an efficient secretary like Teeny here to handle your traveling affairs.
Oh, yes, I don't know what I'd do without her. Well, I'll need about 30 stamps, Miss Secretary. Tear them out of these 3-cent stamp books and put them in an envelope one at a time.
Yes, ma'am. You can count on me, ma'am.
Well, I see you folks know how to handle the major problem.
Oh, sure.
Just make everything a game for her, and she's very cooperative. Now, here's the rest of the schedule for the day. It's really very simple once you get on.
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
Time's growing short to get in on this special spring fashion offer from Dial Soap. A genuine leather clutch bag for just 2 wrappers and $1, including tax. If you want to order or reorder, do so right away. We don't want anyone to be sorry she missed this fashion find. A regular $3.50 value, it's a handsome combination billfold and handbag of soft, supple leather. Carry it alone, as a handbag, or in your purse. Comes in 5 smart spring colors. Scarlet flame, spring green, pastel pink, lemon yellow, and champagne. Get order blanks in stores or order direct. For each clutch bag, enclose a $1 bill and 2 Dial wrappers, regular or bath size. Print your name, address, and color wanted. Send to Dial, Box 7967, Chicago 77. Offer ends June 15th. To save money on a genuine leather clutch bag, send your order to Dial, Box 7967, Chicago 77. Do it right away.
And then the baby goes to bed at 7 and Teeny at 8.
I gotcha.
And that's the usual schedule for the day. You think you can remember all that all right?
Oh, sure. It sounds very simple.
Sure. Well, let me run through it now. I'll see. In the morning, Teeny gets up at 7, has a nice breakfast of hard-boiled eggs and cottage cheese.
No. McGee, that's the baby.
And that's his lunch, not his breakfast.
Lunch at 7? In the morning?
No, dearie. Teeny gets up at 7, has cereal and eggs and fruit juice, and then leaves for school at 7:30.
8, Mrs. McGee.
Yeah, 8, Molly, 8. Then Michael gets up at 9.
8:30, usually.
Yeah, and then he gets his bath before he eats.
No, the bath comes after lunch.
Of course, then he's playtime.
After his nap.
Naturally. Before that, though, Molly, Teeny comes home for lunch, you see. That's at 11.
11:30.
Yes, and we must be sure she starts back to school by 12.
1, Molly.
No, 12:30 is when I start her back to school. She has to be there at 1.
Sure, and there's one thing we got to remember. It's, I know. Michael has a little cold, so at night, be sure he wears his Dr. Denton's, and if anything goes wrong, we call Dr. Parker.
No.
Oh, be sure he wears his parka, and if anything goes wrong, call Dr. Denton.
No, McGee, you got them both wrong.
Oh?
The Taylors have the same doctor we have, Dr. Gamble.
Mrs. McGee, why don't I just write this all down and type out a sort of schedule so you and Mr. McGee will...
Oh, no, it's a waste of time. You don't have to go to all that trouble, Mrs. Taylor. Gee whiz, we pick things up quick, Molly and I do. So you just run through it once more, and I'll memorize the whole day, and we won't have a bit of trouble. Now, come on.
Oh, dear. There's the taxi. Yes, Mark, I'm coming.
I hope you and Mr. Taylor have just a wonderful time.
Yeah, don't worry about the routine here at home. We got everything straight. That 6-page schedule you typed out for us covers everything. We probably won't have to refer to it, but if we do, we got it.
Oh, goodbye, Teeny. Thanks for helping me pack.
Bye, Mommy. And don't you worry about a thing. Mr. and Miss McGee and me, we'll see that Michael don't get into trouble. He's precocious, you know.
Yeah, so I heard. But you better watch your step, too, Teeny.
I've already told Mr. McGee the first false move, and it's early to bed. No howdy-doody time.
By the way, that's on right now, isn't it?
Oh, golly. So long, Mama. Have a good time. Don't forget to bring me something. And whatever you do, hold it, Holly. Don't start without me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dear. Well, I've got to run.
Well, bye. Goodbye, Miss Taylor. Have a nice trip.
Fun.
Don't worry about a thing.
Huh. There they go.
Yep. Looks like we just joined the babysitter's brigade. 3 whole days of this.
I'm glad we could help out, though.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I was a little worried this morning, though. You know, when she started throwing all them instructions at us?
Yes.
But now, that big schedule she typed out for us...
Everything is on it, in detail. Anything that comes up... Uh-oh. The baby's waking up from his nap.
Well, get the schedule, kiddo. Might as well start off right.
Okay. I think maybe he's hungry.
Feed him the bacon and eggs, or is that teeny? Well, get the schedule.
All right. Don't panic.
Maybe it's his bath timer.
Mr. McGee, Miss McGee, would you do me a big favor?
Well, we're pretty busy right now, Teeny. What is it?
Make that darn Michael shut up. I can't hear howdy doody.
Well, maybe he wants his bottle. Get his bottle, Teeny.
He doesn't drink a bottle. He's too big.
Molly, please, get the schedule and let's find out what's the matter with him. This could go on all night.
Oh, dear, I can't find it. I can't find the schedule.
Did you look on the desk? That's where she put it, on the desk. 6 typewritten pages, and it was there.
Pages? With all the typewriting on them?
Yeah. You see it, Teeny?
Sure I did, I betcha. I put them in my mama's bag when I helped her pack. She took them along on a trip.
What?
Well, if you take envelopes and stamps, you gotta have letters.
Ah, for the love of Mike.
Uh-oh. I don't know what I did wrong, but I can see it in your eyes. There goes my howdy duty guy.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Direct from ringside come the best Friday night fights in the land, heard on NBC on the Cavalcade of Sports. Round by round, blow by blow, comes thrilling, exciting action as the nation's top prize fighters meet in the center of the ring and come out fighting at the sound of the gong. Here is sports entertainment at its finest. So be on hand at ringside for the Cavalcade of Sports every Friday over NBC. And for a change of listening pace, hear the song sung by Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. Dinah has one of the most relaxing quarter hours on the air. And it's true that on her show, you'll find something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. In music, that is. So, hear the Dinah Shore Show on NBC. And Frank Sinatra combines a bit of casual chatter with his singing to bring you another great musical show. You'll like the Frank Sinatra Show, heard over NBC. Another Friday night great.
Hello, Taylor Residence. Molly McGee speaking.
No need to be so formal, kiddo.
Oh, it's you, McGee.
Did that Nana show up okay, like I arranged?
Yeah, she's in there now, putting the children to sleep. Just breezed right in and took over.
Good.
Oh, she's great.
Well, then you can go on home. I'll see you Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, how do you think I got her to come over and take care of Teeny and Michael? I switched jobs with her. I'm taking care of the triplets.
Triplets?
Mrs. J. Manville Whitney III's Great Dane, triplets. She went to Florida for the weekend, and the butler just eloped with the maid, and you know everything happens at once.
Never mind. I'll see you Sunday.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Mary Lansing as Mrs. Taylor. Well, as a babysitter, Mr. McGee may leave something to be desired. But he has a couple of days now to recuperate before he returns Sunday night, with Molly, of course, to engage in something that's a great deal more to his liking. This is John Wall saying, I'll be back too Sunday night. Good night. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.